This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Raise Your Game. I'm Tasha Fasil. Integrity and leadership can be defined in a lot of ways and can mean different things to different people. But its value and purpose extend way beyond just adherence to rules and a code of conduct. Rohan Marshall of People Systems Consultancy joins us to explore a richer understanding of integrity and how it's shaped at the workplace. First up, we find out what Rohan thinks integrity in business is all about.
Integrity, I think the most important thing when you talk about integrity in business is to have owners, leaders who walk the talk. And that means you must have consistency between what the leader or the company itself says, portrays, and what it does. If they say they are going to give you a written back guarantee in 14 days, anytime within that 14 days, if you go to the company, you will get that. So there must be consistency in delivering the message honestly, all right? There must be trustworthiness. Donald Trump says the secret to success is to turn up. Now, I know Donald Trump may not
do
that.
Are we taking advice from Donald Trump?
No, we're not taking advice. But he says one or two good things. This is the one I found, the only one I found.
All
is
right,
that
yeah.
If you want to be successful, just turn up. And he says in two ways. Turn up at the time you said you would turn up. Turn up at the quality you said you'd turn up. How could you do that? So integrity, I think, is so valuable. It is what our grandmothers, our fathers taught us about, but what we seem to lose as we get into work. Why? Because we need to earn a salary. We need to earn a buck.
You know, integrity can be, it's most often aligned with having a moral or ethical code. Mm. Would you say that they're one and the same?
Definitely, definitely. The problem with people now getting cynical about business, about products, is because people have grown up to learn not to trust. I have to read the fine print. How many times have you heard that said? And I think that's very sad. There must be a moral code. And how this is delivered to everybody is that the people, the employees, the staff of a company must understand and imbue. That means they must take inside of them the fact that this, my company, delivers with integrity, delivers honestly, delivers what they say they will deliver. How do they know that? Because they treat their own employees with integrity. If they say they will give you a certain reward, the reward will come in. Mm. If they say you'll have a certain work condition, that will come in. So the whole, it is not actually the title says integrity in business, but I think I'd like to say business soaked in integrity.
Wow.
So that's how I'd like to use it.
Okay. So you're looking at sort of it from the standpoint of like organizational integrity, right? Being able to trust your boss or your company and then in turn giving your trust as well. Mm. What about personal integrity? Is that any different?
When I walk the talk, that means I'm walking, physically walking the talk. So personal integrity is very important. If I am a boss of a company, if I am a leader, and I tell my people, behave honestly, everything you tell the customer, you must behave, do it with honesty. And I myself go and cheat my own employees out of a benefit by, say, arguing about if you're class A, class B, you don't get, and employees don't feel that honesty within the company. On a personal stance, I've lost it. And after a while, people get jaded. The cynicism starts within the company.
Mm.
So if you say it's personal, it's definitely very, very personal. I want to go back to my family, to my children, to my parents, and tell them, hey, I work with a company that is so honest. And because of, and you will deliver that message with passion. I think BFM is a company like that.
It's almost cult.
Yeah,
cultish.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, how do you know that you have integrity? Because, I mean, I asked around the office, I said, have you ever cheated at anything in life before, you know?
Yeah.
And the most obvious one that comes back is, yes, we've cheated in school exams.
Yes.
So everyone has experienced some form of dishonesty,
right,
or lack of integrity. So how do you measure yourself? How do you know what is good enough?
I think the most important thing is you must be open to feedback from other people that you are, whether you have held those. You're very right to ask, how do I know? Because there are so many standards. The religions teach, they're generally the same, but they're still, when you break it down. So you have to be open to feedback from others. I think it helps if you yourself are brutally honest. If you ask me, have I cheated before? Yes, I've cheated on trying to claim a few extra miles when I was an employee.
Right.
You know, you cheat about whether you go home just 5 minutes earlier.
Sure, yeah.
You know, things like that. But more importantly, opening yourself to other people, being vulnerable to people, telling you you're wrong, as a leader, sets. I think leadership is very important. Leaders set the tone. If a leader says, now I feel this, I've made a mistake here, I was wrong here, I said we should be honest, but I myself stinged a bit on how I was supposed to carry that out. That sets a big tone. I think that's very important. The second thing, I think, because integrity differs from person to person and therefore definitely from organization to organization, I think you must have a conversion of the concept of integrity into actionable, into action. That means we must all come to an agreement. What does integrity mean? For example, in our company, no bribes. We don't give bribes. We don't take bribes. Not only in relation to securing contracts, but also in our everyday life. So we say if a policeman stops you along the way, you can shout all about police corruption, but you offered a bribe sometimes. So no bribes in any way. Now, we've made this very clear. So if we make it very clear, now everybody knows this is an integrity descriptor. We have converted integrity into on-the-ground action. So it's very easy to talk in concept, but leaders must be willing, owners must be willing to say, now, can we change this? And can we convert it into very clear, at least four or five to start off with, descriptors, actions that people can, it'll guide their everyday actions.
Mm. Is there a way to spot integrity or the lack of integrity?
Is there a way to spot? I think, some people say they're pointers if you start hiding, if you're a bit more reticent with information. So I like to look at it. I think some of it is instinctive. As you grow older, you begin to spot. I can spot even my children lie anytime. But I don't like to look for people who are not dishonest or don't have integrity. So let's take it the other way. Mm. How do you look for a person who has integrity?
Mm.
And that person will stand out. How he will stand up is he, instead of being reluctant to come forward with information, he's always open about information. If instead of pointing fingers at other people, he looks at himself and he says, okay, am I doing this? Now, when you have people like this, then you don't have to look for those who are not doing it. Because this, first of all, if leaders do this, this sets the tone. Second of all, it becomes the norm. People are drawn. They're just looking for opportunities, for work that highlights integrity. And if they're drawn to leaders who show integrity, who demonstrate integrity, they then say, hey, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to be. People are drawn to goodness. They don't find opportunities. Sometimes they seem to be penalized for being goodness. There are business owners who say, why did you tell the customer that? Why should we worry? If Mark Twain says, if you tell the truth all the time, you don't have to remember what you were supposed to say. Because everything is open.
Right.
So I like to look for, instead of spotting people who are not their lapses, I like to spot people who... So integrity, people with integrity will be open.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be welcoming of criticism, of different ideas. And integrity will be people who, I think, draw people to themselves. Why? Usually it is because they have a lot of integrity, high level of integrity.
Rowan Marshall, the principal consultant at People Systems Consultancy. In which parts of business should we be applying integrity? We'll look at that in just a bit. This is Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9. Raise Your Game, good morning. I'm Tasha Fusil, and I'm with Rowan Marshall, the principal consultant at People Consultancy, a company that does corporate training, consultancy, and community transformation. And we've been talking about leadership and integrity today. So, Rowan, what areas of business should integrity be implemented in?
Every single area. I'm so glad you asked that. Every single area. From the top to bottom.
Mm.
I would like business owners to say, integrity is the way. These are five or six areas you can do. But every single area. And if you come back and say, tell me as a justification why you did that. And you tell me it is because it was the honest thing to do. Then I'll say, okay, go. So it must be in every area. Why? Can I ask your question? Why? Why would we do that?
Yeah, why?
Because I'm so excited. Thank you. And the reason is because I think in the long term, businesses who have integrity will survive and they will thrive. There are many businesses, if you read books now, that looked like great companies and then they've crashed. They've gone out of business.
They get caught, right?
Not only because they get caught, because they run out of attractiveness. I'll mention Apple. Everybody knows Apple. But you know other businesses who were alongside Apple, who were ahead of Apple, who are now no longer thriving. They're moving on. But Apple, one of the things they had, Steve Jobs, was a commitment towards the purity of his product. And sometimes he would have lost money, but he wanted to develop a product which was simple, easy to use, and of course innovative as you go along. But he was so committed to that, to that ideal, because he wanted to deliver it with integrity to his customer. He also wanted to keep costs down, but you know, sometimes it was not possible to do that. But now they have outdone their competitors. They are now thriving, and everybody, when they ask, you know, everything has an I prefix to it. You know? Why? Because he had integrity of product. That's what he wanted. So why do we do all these things? It starts with personal. It starts with what you do on an everyday. But more important, if you want to talk in the business sense, because you will live longer. It is not about the short term. It is about the long term.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I read an article recently in doing research for this that China and India are topping the list of a report or a study, I forget which one,
okay,
for the countries that are most likely to make bribes in order to gain business,
right,
outside. So obviously, integrity is not happening on a large scale. Mm. I mean, as much as we would hate to admit it.
Yep.
So how do you navigate your business or yourself in a world that can be quite accepting of that fall below the standards of integrity?
The most important thing is to... I know this, that everywhere you go, the first thing they say, but how can you're being unrealistic? You have to offer a bribe,
right,
to get this contract.
Exactly.
It's very true that you cannot get into some countries without paying a bribe to the customs or taking something out. All this is happening. So what happens? We perpetuate that by joining the system. What I would like to propose is that we have core people, crazy people who want to say, no, this isn't, we will stop here. This cannot happen. And I think it will happen? Our company started with two people, and it was very small. And we've grown to a slightly bigger.
Yeah, I mean, you are in a few different countries now.
Yeah, we're in a few countries now. Now we're in Indonesia, we're in Philippines, we're in New Zealand. We have a small office. But the point is, when we started, one of the first things they said was no bribe, against a lot of advice. No bribes, no whatever it is. And now we've got a few decent contracts to help us go along. I think the question that many people ask is, can I make money? And I think that's the wrong question.
Mm.
The question is, can I deliver value? Can I sleep? Can I regale my children years from now with stories of how I did something that was so noble, so valuable, and I brought value to the world, to my country? Can I do things like that? Now, it looks very noble and it looks like you'll end up a pauper on the streets, but I don't think so. I think this world is just crying. There's so much. It's good news to me that China and India, you cannot get around without bribes. If that's the case, fantastic. I'm going to go there because I am going to stand out from the crowd. Listen, think about this. I will stand out from the crowd if I boldly and proclaim that I don't do bribes. Now, by coming on this station on your fantastic radio program, now everywhere I go, I have to walk the talk.
Yep.
I cannot offer a bribe because they'll say, hey, you said you get... So now I'm standing out. I'm different. Will that pay? In the end, I think it'll pay money. But that is not the issue. The issue is whether I live a life worth living. And to do that, I think this world will support you. The heavens and earth will move to support questions like that. It sounds very idealistic, but my company has been in existence for 11 years. And it seems to prove that point, that you do things the right way, as
right
far as you can.
I mean, it might take a longer... I mean, it's a long-term view that you're thinking.
It is. Hmm. It is a long-term view. The short-term view, you still have to be aware of the realities. Can you pay money if you don't get this? Sure enough, can you pay your salaries, the rental, whatever you have to do? These are things. So you've got to mix it up with business practicalities. But if you have integrity as a core, then your people, your colleagues, whoever you bring into the business know, yes, we can go here. But if that means I've got to sacrifice my principles of integrity, no, don't go there. I'd make 60% of what I make. And so I might suffer in the short term. I look for wider for my business. I might have to work harder, but eventually it will pay off.
Okay, if you're, say, consulting a company, so you do training,
yeah,
consultancy, right?
Right.
There are people within that organization that maybe are lacking or just not, you know, not meeting the standards, like as we said before, would you remove them or do you try to redevelop them? What would you do?
At the heart of it, I think we can redevelop, rehabilitate anybody. But you must be willing to do the hard thing. If there's a person who's so entrenched in corruption, and if they cannot, then you have to move. You must realize that we cannot save one person and sacrifice the destiny for a whole company of 100 people, that you have to go. But very rarely do I find this happening. Most people connect to the idea of integrity. But there are. There are because of habit before. So if I had enough time, if it's worth working with the people. Mm. It's work because they still have business experience, which is very valuable.
How would you go about that? I mean, is it a matter of reframing their mind, getting them to see things in a way that they weren't looking at before? How do you go about... Mm,
perfect. Yeah. You need to work with us. Forget DFM. Yeah. No, but that's what we do. You have to reframe how they look at things. And the most important thing, what we do, we usually like to work with companies at their strategy level. When they're dealing with their strategy, there are a few things that they usually talk profits and sales and market expansion and all that. But in the strategy, it's good to put in, how do we do this? What is the platform that we carry these? And one of the platforms could be integrity. Integrity, at least when you talk about leadership, we don't have to go into the nuts and bolts, but how do my leaders perform? So that's another thing we do. We do leadership transformation. Now, the leaders must understand that we do all this with integrity as our back. It has to start with the leadership. And the leaders, every time I look up at my leader above me, my decision maker, the owner of the business, I will know this person leads with integrity and I can relate to him with integrity. That means I can give feedback, even if it's negative about the company or, as people say, constructive, about the leader himself. I can give new ideas, even if it's way out. Now, all this is integrity. Do people feel empowered? Do they feel empowered to do this? Now, just think about it. Because there is integrity, the whole company now feels empowered. So we give feedback. We give new ideas. We're talking about innovation already. Without even people thinking, where does innovation come from? People who are empowered. People who are empowered are people who are free. And they can only do that if the leadership empowers them.
When you go about trying to identify maybe the weak spots in an organization, because, you know, human nature, it does happen. Mm. Is it different for each company? I mean, I told you about this before. I asked a few people around the office, where do you think integrity could lack in a company? And, you know, gossiping, favoritism, double standards. So how do you, it seems that there's an endless list that we could tackle.
Right.
As a leader, how do you try to, filter through all of that?
Filter through and then the first thing starts with a strategy session, starts with a culture change session with the main people. The second thing is to support that. We need feedback from the company. So we'll hire you, Natasha, to come and
ask around.
You do this all. So when they come back, now you will come back with 20, 30, 100 different answers. And we have to filter and see which are the most important. But just getting those documents down and pasting them up on walls as these are our values, these are our integrity is the seat of what we do. Just pasting up walls and giving one or two talks once in a while won't get the thing done. Mm. We have to, what I call convert, we have to have integrity conversion. Convert integrity into action. Mm. And how does this happen? To integrity for me, for example, is not giving bribes. Integrity could mean saying what you mean freely. Integrity could mean making sure that everybody in the office comes into office happy. If I'm not happy and somebody else is not happy. So it could be so many things about integrity. So what we should do is convert this integrity issue into descriptors, into actions, which are very clear to the office. So if it's bribe, now my office knows nobody bribes, nobody gives bribes, nobody takes bribes. If it is integrity means that everything I say, I cannot say in silence. For example, in my company, we only speak in Malay or English. If we speak any other language, it looks as if there's something I'm saying that you don't understand. So integrity means the language. Mm. Integrity could mean personal responsibility for the cleanliness of the office. But we make very clear descriptors as we go. Now, when the company matures in the practice of integrity, this will flower. But in the beginning, it has to be policy, which is very clearly marked by descriptors, by actions.
All right. So as a final question, what are the immediate steps that you can take as a leader to improve integrity in your organization?
Okay. So the first thing is I have to walk the talk, as I said in the beginning. So I have to know that I have power to bring change in the area of integrity to my office. So if I have a small department, for example, I'm leading, let me start walking the talk here. Let me be vulnerable. Let me ask for feedback. Let me see how I can help you to become more immersed in the company culture of integrity. And if we do that, our company will be outperform the rest of the... Our department will outperform the rest of the company in terms of productivity, in terms of happiness, in terms of innovation, in terms of many things. So we now become the example, the standard bearer for the rest of the company. But if I'm in the, so that's in the first place. Wherever I am as a leader, I must change and make integrity the bedrock of everything I'm doing. The second one is if I'm in a place where I can affect policy, and then I must move towards formalizing some integrity concepts within the company, conformalizing, converting them into actions. How do I do that? I get the leadership together. We have a chat. We have maybe a brainstorming session, a culture change session, a strategy with regards to integrity. Get that going. And straight away, we say, okay, this is very important. How do we go to the next step? So personal, I don't wait for the company to move. Secondly, let me try and move the company if I'm in a place of influence.
All right. Thank you so much. Rowan Marshall from People Systems Consultancy talking to us today about leadership and integrity. This has been Razor Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.